the Monday Take at 8 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk, and Death for China.
Are you spending too much money maintaining your office or home computers? This is John Hogan with PC Answers. Starting at less than $100, a PC Answers technician will come to your home or office and solve all of your computer problems quickly and painlessly.
Call PC Answers today at 303-548-1414 or visit them at pc-answers.com. That's pc-answers.com, 303-548-1414. A proud member of Tom Martino's Troubleshooter Network at troubleshooter.com.
You can shmush a tomato into your nose. You can shmush sand between your toes. You can shmush your tube of toothpaste. Or shmush some wine around your buds of taste. You can shmush a ripe banana or the bayou mud in Louisiana. You can shmush an orange into juice. And you can tell I'm no Dr. Seuss. But the very worst thing to shmush by far is when you go and shmush your car. And I know most people will agree.
You shmush your car? It's Professional Auto Body.
Call Professional Auto Body and get your free schmushed car benefits, including free no-obligation mobile estimating at your home or work, free new car rentals during repairs, free financing on deductibles, cashback deductible rebates up to $500, and a whole lot more. Professional Auto Body, recommended by troubleshooter Tom Martino and approved by every insurance company, and all work includes a lifetime warranty. From sensational schmushes to simple scratches, call Professional Auto Body today at 561-FREE, 561-FREE.
Is where progressives come to talk. KKZN Thornton, Denver Boulder. And online at am760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapani. Violent crime. FBI figures released within the hour show it's on the rise for the first time in 5 years.
Violent crime rose 2.5% over 2004 for cities with more than 100,000 in population. Breaking the numbers down, murder rose by 4.8% and robbery increased by 4.5%, but rape declined by 1.9%. Of the nation's major cities, only New York and Baltimore showed slight decreases in violent crime. The rate seemed to rise most in mid-sized cities.
CBS's Beverly Lumpkin in Washington. A big rainmaker is beginning its assault on Florida's Gulf Coast, but National Hurricane Center meteorologist Michael Brennan says Tropical Storm Alberto won't become a hurricane.
Heavy rainfall, amounts of 4 to 8 inches, with isolated amounts of 10 inches are going to be possible in central and northern Florida and southeastern Georgia. And there's also the threat of isolated tornadoes.
Actually, Florida could use a good soaking to help end a plague of springtime wildfires, but a possible 8-foot storm surge is something it could do without. Now, the President's War Council is meeting at Camp David. CBS News White House correspondent Peter Mayer has that.
The 2-day summit is aimed at assessing the short-term stability and long-term staying power of what President Bush describes as the brand-new Iraqi democracy. While the President plans to focus on how to best deploy U.S. resources, a senior official warns that is not a signal of any imminent troop reductions.
In its latest update on the airstrike that killed Abu Musab al-Zarqawi, the military says the al-Qaeda terrorist leader lived for 52 minutes after the first bomb struck his hideout, and troops who reached the scene tried to save his life.
A coalition medic treated Zarqawi while he did lapse in and out of consciousness. The medic secured his airway, at which point Zarqawi expelled blood.
Major General William Caldwell.
He was treated better and death than he treated others in life.
Military officials say Zarqawi died of internal injuries caused by the bomb blast and was not beaten or shot. And this is just in, an al-Qaeda website says Zarqawi's successor has been named Sheikh Abu Hamza al-Muhajir. 3 major battles in Afghanistan have taken the lives of 37 suspected Taliban rebels. An Afghan army official says one of those who died was the brother-in-law of Taliban leader Mullah Omar. World Cup soccer, the United States and the Czech Republic, 2 hours from now. Czech fans are pumped. But so are the Americans.
The European fans are telling us that
the U.S.
there's no chance.
Good.
For all the American fans, they seem to have high expectations for the team.
Same old at the gas pump. The nationwide average price for a gallon of gasoline held steady over the past 3 weeks at $2.93 in the latest Lundberg survey. In early Wall Street trading, the Dow Industrial Average is ahead about 30 points. The NASDAQ Composite is down 1. This is CBS News.
Isn't it great to visit the grandkids, watching their little faces light up when you bring them presents?
Well, we at Econolodge and Roadway Inn Hotels would like to help you visit more often. So we're holding the Key to a Million sweepstakes where you could win up to $1 million. That would pay for a lot of visits. Enter for a chance to win at choicehotels.com. We'll see you there.
No purchase necessary. Open to legal U.S. residents 21 or older. Ends 8-1706. For official rules, price values, and odds disclosure, visit choicehotels.com/official rules. Sponsor Choice Hotels International Services Corp.
Because financial solutions have no borders or boundaries, because one market affects another market, UBS operates in only two locations, everywhere and right next to you. Powerful global resources leveraged every day to the most important issues. Yours, UBS, leader in wealth management, global asset management, and investment banking, and committed to a relationship we call You and Us. Member SIPC.
Belco Credit Union. Easy to join and worth it. Belco.org.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. At least 300 residents of an apartment complex near Leetsdale in Quebec evacuated over the weekend due to asbestos. Justin DeMello with the Denver Office of Emergency Preparedness says the manager of the Highline Terrace Apartments found the asbestos during some remodeling.
Hopefully the inconvenience will be as minimal as possible, but I think in any case, whether we're talking one day, 2 weeks, or whatever the outcome is, that it is an inconvenience. But City and County of Denver is committed to their citizens and looking for a variety of temporary solutions for this inconvenience.
The Red Cross has set up shelter at George Washington High School. More than 150,000 registered voters in Denver at risk for identity theft after personal voter registration records disappeared from the Denver Election Office. The 500-pound cabinet went missing after the office moved in February. Denver City Councilwoman Rosemary Rodriguez wants to know why election commissioners are just now hearing about it.
To lose an entire cabinet in a move, that's something that should have gone to the highest level.
Those records contain names, social security numbers, birth dates, and signatures. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Amelia Earhart with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thank you, Tim. Got some trouble across 6th Avenue this morning heading eastbound right at Sheridan. We have a two-car crash blocking up that right-hand shoulder right now. We're jamming on the approach to Sheridan westbounders. We'll also see some slowing here as well. Now, eastbound lanes of E-470 are also jammed up right at Gun Club due to a rollover crash. That's off the highway, but it looks like that right-hand lane is at least partially blocked up right now, so that's where that curiosity delay is coming from. The rest of the drive this morning is jam-packed. Northbound I-225 is thick between Mississippi and Alameda, and the southbound lanes of this highway are now jamming between the Dayton Street Bridge and I-25. Now, speaking of I-25, the north end slowing is extended southbound between 120th heading all the way down towards 84th, and again it settles in between I-70 and Spear. Today's forecast calls for highs of around 91 degrees. Currently we're at 65 in Denver. I'm Amelia Earhart with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
To be or not to be, pepperoni or sausage. Some choices are easier than others. There's a new easy choice for getting around traffic.
Regency Windows. Regency Windows.
If you were shocked at your last energy bill, here's a tip. Put the Regency Bristol window in your home. Hi, I'm Dave Logan. The Bristol window uses state-of-the-art engineering to keep the heat out in the summer and the heat inside in the winter. And they're beautiful to look at. Register online to win a house full of windows absolutely free at bristolwindows.com or call Regency at 303-233-0833.
Of the year. But don't wait. Our 25th anniversary LASIK celebration ends this month. Call 303-C2020.
I want you to get up now.
It's time for the Monday Take It 8.
Monday Take It 8.
I want you to get up right now, stick your head out, and yell, I'm not going to take this anymore.
The Monday Take It 8 with Jay Marvin and Ed Schultz.
Often analyzing important events and expressing their own opinions regarding them.
Marvin and Schultz on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
And it's the inaugural flight of our Monday Take It 8 here at 8.07, 7 minutes after 8 at AM 760 Progressive Talk. Heard daily 1 until 4 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. It's my friend Ed Schultz. Big Ed, good morning.
Good morning, buddy. What's going on?
How are you this morning?
I'm doing great. Great weekend. Celebrated our 8th anniversary yesterday.
Caught good
a few
for you.
Fish, did some water skiing. Laid out on the pontoon, ate fat. We're rolling on a Monday.
Oh, good for you, man. Happy anniversary. Happy anniversary.
Yeah,
all right.
Thank you.
Let's talk about some stuff in the news. First of all, the news is still humming this morning with the information about Zarqawi's death, that apparently he survived the bombing but then died later of internal injuries, and there was a rumor going around that he was beaten, and that the Pentagon says that that's baloney, that ever happened. And is his death going to make that big of a difference in the insurgency?
Well, first of all, the bombs hit, and he died 52 minutes later. 28 minutes after the bombs hit is when forces got on the scene. I equate this to a hurricane or a tornado. You know, we see a lot of tornadoes here in the Midwest, and it's amazing. You'll see videotape the aftermath of a tornado, and then somebody will walk out from under the rubble absolutely, you know, not scratched. I think this may have been the case. They say now that he died of lung damage and internal injuries, and there was no beating, no gunshot wounds or anything like that.
No.
You know, I think that that's a truthful report. I trust the military on that. This news flash just in, Al Zarqawi is still dead. You know, I mean, the fact is he's a terrorist. The fact is he's killed a lot of innocent people in Iraq, tried to stop the process of what we're trying to do over there. And in the big picture, what's it mean? I don't think we know. I don't think we know whether this is going to intensify the pushback. Most of the insurgency attacks that are taking place are not led by Al Zarqawi and his people. It's still from the sectarian sector of what's going on out there, and the factions of that are still fighting for power and want to stop this effort in Iraq. So it's just one part of the puzzle. And I think the president today is grabbing, I think, a good opportunity at Camp David, trying to bring everybody together and the way forward in Iraq. It's an opportunity for us. Murtha is out there saying this is the perfect time to redeploy. I agree, because that would change the landscape. And it would also send a message to the Iraqi people, it's time. We've taken down Saddam. There's no WMDs. We've taken out Al Zarqawi. We'll be there to help you out some more, but you got to take the lead on this.
Yeah, I would agree, too. You think this is the president's last best chance to get it right?
Well, we've seen so many missteps in the last 3 years. We're in year number four right now. I don't think anybody's got a crystal ball, Jay. I'm not trying to dodge your question, but there's so many unknowns here. The one thing we do know, it's a very determined effort in Iraq to push back, and it's costing American lives. The Iraqis have to decide that they want to do this. And the best way for us to find out if they want to do this is to redeploy. In the meantime, you've got the American people coming up on a midterm. It's still the war. Democrats are trying to find their voice. Do you send in more troops? Do you boom? A redeployment actually does both. If you redeploy and pull back, your troops get rested, retooled, and are not in the line of fire, which will calm them down a little bit. If you bring them home, you're out of the area to respond to anything that might fire up again. But I think, you know, redeployment is probably the best thing to do right now. Americans are still concerned about that. They're concerned about the economy. Are they getting ahead? Or they're concerned about border security and health care? Those are the issues.
Yeah, they are the issues. You know, the one thing I want to zoom in on that you just talked about is why it is that the Democratic Party can't find one voice on the Iraq. I'm starting to drift a little bit from being a Democratic Party cheerleader type to now starting to get a little critical and starting to think to myself that we're going to miss some big opportunities here going into November by not getting our acts totally together. And why we can't find one voice on this, I don't understand.
Well, first of all, it's not the Democratic Party's responsibility to fix Iraq. That's up to the president, and that's up to the majority party. But that doesn't mean that the Democrats can't collectively come out and take a position. Stay the course is a joke. Send more troops is a death knell. Bring them home is not the answer. Redeployment is. Pull back, stay in the region, and force the Iraqis to step forward. We'll find out a lot more if we do that. And we'll also, I believe, give Americans hope to pay attention to what the heck is going on more so than what they are right now, because this just is just a lingering sore that goes on. The Democrats have to find a voice on this, and a stay the course is only frustrates people in the center and on the left, for that matter. There's a Take Back America conference that is starting today in Washington,
right,
D.C., which I think is nothing short of a joke. It's going to be a bunch of speeches. It's going to be a bunch of opinions. But none of them are going to address anything about getting the vote out. None of it's going to address infrastructural changes about motivating the electric. And none of it's going to deal with voter tabulation and the integrity of the vote.
Yeah, and the voter suppression culture of the GOP.
Absolutely. Those are the issues. We all want a better job. We all want border security. We all want health care and how to get there. And we all want this economy to work for us. But for some reason, the Democrats are having a hard time articulating a position or a platform right now, and I don't think this Take Back America conference is going to do anything. You know what they should have done? They should have had this Take Back America conference about 2 weeks before the Francine Busby election and said, okay, what are we going to do to get this seat?
Yeah, it's, exactly.
It's about winning. Yeah, that's what it's about. It's about winning. And I'm still fried about the fact that they allowed conservative boots to get on the ground and get infrastructure and win that election as opposed to what the Democrats did. Democrats weren't organized. They gave no national support the way they should have, and if you think that district is tough to win, there's a bunch more out there that are just as tough.
Yeah, they spent $5 million. The RNC spent $5 million in that race.
Well, what does that tell you? $5 million is a drop in the bucket. They still own the news cycle by saying, coming back daily for the next 6 months until the election, they can come back and say, despite the fact that things have not gone as well, the American people are still selecting Republicans. And I just think...
Oh, did we lose him? Ed, did you fade out on us? Is he gone? You want to try to dial him back up again? We'll try to get him back up again and let him finish his thought. Maybe he accidentally hung up on the phone there. Because he was in the middle of making a really good point. Or did our phones go out? No, our phones are okay. I know I've told that nightmare story about being on the air and having the phones all disappear overnight. So what is the conclusion inside the control room in there, Mr. Turk? Do we have Mr. Schultz back? We have him back. Okay, we lost you there in the middle of an important point, so make it again, Ed.
I got so flustered by that disconnection, I forgot what the heck I was talking about.
Well, we were talking about Francine
and
about the boots on the ground and about the $5 million that the RNC had spent.
Well, absolutely, because they want to own the news cycle on this issue for the next 5 months. They want to still go back to the American people and say, despite how tough it was, Republicans are still getting elected. And I think that this is it's a missed opportunity big time. And I think the Democrats should have held their Take Back America conference 2 weeks ago and said, okay, what are we going to do to get the Dukester's seat?
Yeah, we should have poured money and resources in there like there is no tomorrow.
Absolutely, and I just can't believe the amount of money that California raises for the Democratic Party, and then they were beached on this one.
Yeah.
It amazes me, the money that's floating around Hollywood, the money that's floating around San Francisco and Los Angeles, and then for them to allow this to happen. This would have really set the tone for the Democrats had they had done this. So I'm not into all these conferences and feel-good speeches and everything else. The Democrats have got to address the integrity of the vote. They've got to address voter tabulation. They've got to address articulating a position on the war as a party. And repealing the Bush tax cuts.
Yeah, I agree with that, too.
You want to turn things around? You got to tax the top 2%. That's the way it goes. 98% of the people will not be affected.
Yep. Listen, you and I are once again, for the umpteenth millionth gazillionth time, on the same page. Thanks for being on this morning. We look forward to doing this every Monday with you. When I say we, John Turk, myself, and the audience. And we always look forward to hearing him. We'll be listening to you this afternoon between 1 and 4 here, too.
Great, Jay. Good to be on with you, buddy. Thanks.
All right, good to talk to you, Ed. Take care. There's Big Ed Schultz, and you can hear him this afternoon between 1 and 4, and it's our Monday morning, Monday Take at 8 with Big Ed on the news, and we'll do it again next Monday morning as well. 817, 17 minutes after 8 here at AM 760 Progressive Talk. At this point, I'm going to open up the show. We can talk about anything you want to talk about now at 303-713-7600. If you want to comment on some of the things that Ed and I were talking about, you can do that as well. I've got two lines open if you want to go back to talking about what group is the biggest is the biggest scapegoat group now, and whether that's human nature or not. If you want to go back to talking about that, certainly can do it. I've got this story about death for child molesters, which I think would challenge those of you who are against the death penalty, including myself. And this is not a good story. 150,000 Colorado voters missing. Records containing personal information on more than 150,000 voters disappeared from Denver. And how much do you trust the integrity of the voting system? Which, with that Robert Kennedy Jr. story in Rolling Stone, and Bob Herbert of the New York Times now saying that Kerry most certainly did win Ohio. And we may have a story tomorrow. We may have more of a follow-up tomorrow on this New Hampshire phone jamming story, which this voter suppression is a culture of the GOP, and what are the Democrats going to do about it? Anyway, there's a whole host of things to talk about. If you were at the Big Todd, Big Head Todd concert,
you don't like to think about it or plan for it, but you may one day need the help of a personal injury lawyer. When that time comes, you want a Progressive trial lawyer. Mike Turner believes in and supports this station. With years of personal injury experience, Mike Turner fights corporations and insurance companies for real people every day. He's a trial lawyer and proud of it. Mike Turner is a Progressive lawyer who will fight for you.
The law offices of Mike Turner, 303-300-1661, or on the web at MikeTurnerLaw.com.
Delays are coming from. Now, the rest of the drive is jam-packed. Eastbound lanes of I-70 are thick between Pecos and Brighton Boulevard, and westbounders across I-70 are also thick between 225 and 270. Today's forecast calls for highs up around 91 degrees. Currently, we're at 65 in Denver. I'm Amelia Earhart with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Running out of gas can be a nuisance. If Bonfils Blood Center runs low on blood, their life-saving services can stall. This summer, help keep blood supply levels on full. Donate twice over the summer, and you may win a trip or two to the Riu Palace Cancun, courtesy of Apple Vacations, America's favorite vacation company. Call 303-363-2300, visit bonfils.org, or make a pit stop at Bonfils Blood Center and give blood fuel for life.
8:20 minutes after 8 at AM 760 Progressive Talk. You know, when you talk about money with people, that tends to get personal, and I don't want to get too personally involved in your life, but I do want to tell you this. If you own your own home and you're behind the eight ball money-wise, there's no shame in that. Many people have been there. We've all been there at one time or another, and right now is the time to call the mortgage store. Call the mortgage store for a free credit analysis today. Notice I said the word free, and they're not there to judge you. They're only there to hear what to look into what's going on with you and to give you an honest-to-goodness, down-to-earth analysis of where your credit does stand. You can get approval over the phone for your home loan right now. No application fee, no out-of-pocket closing costs, and the interest may be tax-deductible. Now, the interest on those credit cards, which you may be paying on, is not tax-deductible. The average family has $12,000 in credit card debt. You can make those payments month after month and never see your balance go down. Rates are not low on credit cards. You might get a lower teaser rate for 6 months, but then that rate jumps up to 14 to 22%, and the mortgage store loan consultants can show you how to pay off high-interest credit cards and auto loans and combine them into one low monthly payment. And, you know, maybe you've made a little bit of a mistake with your money, and that just makes you human. It doesn't make you a criminal, and you've gotten in a little bit of trouble with credit cards, and that's so easy to do these days because very few of us ever read the fine print on a lot of this stuff. Call 303-423-7171. If you own your own home, the mortgage store can show you how to get out of this. 303-423-7171. That's 303-423-7171. Know this about the mortgage store. They'll be with you every step of the way from the very first day you call them till the closing date, and they will call you back. They are there for you. That's what it's all about. And the mortgage store knows that their competition, they know who their competition is, and they beat them on rates and pricing every single day. And only the mortgage store guarantees the best pricing on your home loan with their four-way consumer promise. You'll work with an expert. The loan consultants at the Mortgage Store are certified professionals. They've had superior training and are motivated to help you and do it fast. And the Mortgage Store guarantees a same-day decision on your application. The Mortgage Store guarantees a seven-day close. And the Mortgage Store guarantees the best pricing on your home loan. So call them today at 303-423-7171.
What tobacco issues are important to you?
I do not want my kids to smoke.
Last night, Sarah went to PhilipMorrisUSA.com.
I knew I needed a few tips on what to say and how to say it if my message was going to sink in.
If you're a parent who'd like help starting the conversation with your kids about not smoking and handling peer pressure, expert advice and information is available online. Find out more. Visit PhilipMorrisUSA.com.
And now for the bonus round. Mary has $5, Bill has $7. How tall is Bill?
5'11".
Correct. If you place peg A into slot C and attach board D, what if you just made
a birdhouse?
Correct. Why wouldn't everyone rent DVDs from Netflix?
Plans starting at only $9.99 a month, over 60,000 titles, no late fees. I don't know.
Correct! Everyone should have Netflix. Choose your movies online and receive them at home in about one business day. Return them whenever you want in prepaid envelopes. Netflix, it's that easy.
DVDs out at a time, there's our program.
Join AM 760 Progressive Talk in celebrating the GLBT community at the 2006 Pride Fest Denver. Join us at Civic Center Park on Saturday, June 24th for Family Field Day with events for adults, children, and pets. On Sunday, June 25th, the festivities start at Cheeseman Park with the Pride Fest Parade and ending at Civic Center Park with a festival and rally. For more information on the weekend's events, log on to am760.net. Celebrate Pride, not prejudice, with AM 760 Progressive Talk.
One of my favorite Stone songs. Hey, 24 minutes after 8, high today 89, thunderstorms in the forecast, and it's open phones at 303-713-7600. Jay Marvin here on AM 760 Progressive Talk, and coming up after 9 o'clock, we'll talk to John Nichols from The Nation magazine, and he writes about a very, very interesting election that got overlooked in Humboldt County, California's Humboldt County. We'll talk to him about that and about the ramifications on the rest of the country. Meanwhile, we'll go to the phones, and I got one line open at 303-713-7600. Here's Tim in Lakewood. Tim, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. I think the I'm a registered Republican. I think too many of you guys are swallowing the drinking the Kool-Aid that the Republican Party's selling at this district race that was replacing Duke out in San Diego was this big victory for the Republican Party, and it really wasn't. The seat was held for 16 years. Republicans spent $5 million to win by 5,000 votes. That's like $5,000 a vote. They bought the election. That's not a victory for the Republicans. It would have been a huge loss if they were lost, but it wasn't a big victory for them.
Well, I don't think it was a big victory for them, but it's a race we should have won, and we could have done a lot better at, and we could have had a lot more organization, and we could have helped her out a lot more. I think that's the problem, and that a lot of these congressional races are going to be very, very tough to win. But you know, the Republicans can get on the air, and they can. This is the area that I would disagree with Ed about, I think, a little bit, is that the Republicans can get on the air and they can, you know, make all the claims they want to about the race. Trouble is, it won't obscure the big thing that's hanging over their heads, which they got us involved in primarily and that they're primarily responsible for, and that's what's going on in Iraq.
Well, yeah, and, you know, I mean, like I said, the veil is slowly being lifted from my eyes. I'm voting for Bill Ritter here, you know, and I've never been a party line voter, but... I just can't do Republican anymore.
Well, I think there are a lot of people out there who feel like that the party has left them or they have left the party, but that the party's run off on them because the party is dominated by the religious right. And I think in the midst of everything that we've got going on in this country, with all of the problems that we have, and they're not problems we can't overcome. So it's not negativity for negativity's sake. They're just problems that we need to address, and we need to, you know, put our, you know, shoulder to the grindstone to get them taken care of. What does the Republican Party do? It starts talking about gay marriage last week. That's about as relevant, you know, that's about as relevant as, I mean, it's just irrelevant. I mean, it's just a stupid, pandering move to the extreme right of the party, And for the average person like yourself, who's concerned with getting through life and the things that you have to face, both economically and worrying about the fate of your nation, it doesn't address anything.
I pay $10,000 a year in premiums and deductions on my health care for my family.
Well, spiraling health care costs and the fact that the health care system in this country is coming unraveled and that we have, one of the worst health care systems in the industrialized world, no matter what these conservative think tanks try to tell you, and the fact that that we're getting the least return. These are things we ought to be talking about, and we're not talking about them. We're off talking about other things.
Oh, yeah. We're talking about gay marriage because that's just another smoke and mirror thing.
Yeah, you know what? It is. And I'll tell you, we bashed the French during the whole run-up to the Iraqi War. Their health care system is better than ours.
Yeah.
And so you're right. I mean, what's beginning to happen to you is beginning to happen to a lot of people. So welcome aboard, and you know what? We can use your voice.
Well, good day, my friend.
All right, Tim. See you later, my friend.
Bye-bye.
And that's happening to a lot of people are happening. What you see with Tim is going on a lot these days, that there are people who are just disenfranchised and, with the Republican Party. And can you blame them? I mean, can you blame them? I mean, health care alone, we could do four hours on that subject alone. The lunacy, the idea that we can't import drugs at a cheaper rate from Canada and foreign countries, yet we can bring in vegetables and beef, and that's okay? Yet the argument from pharma and the Republicans who take money from the pharmaceutical industry is, oh, you bring that stuff in, it's unsafe? What? And cows are safe? I mean, we can bring in vegetables from other countries? And, it's Monday morning, and the figures elude me here, but I think it's 16 cents out of every dollar goes to administration fees in health care, which translates to money into big insurance companies' pockets. Let me tell you, the biggest thing is when you plan to support somebody for office, when you look at voting for somebody for office, the biggest question you ought to ask, is this: who have they taken money from? Who's contributed money to their campaigns? Because that'll always tell you, a lot of times, the way they'll vote. And I get back to that whole thing about corporate jets. Who's taking corporate jets and for what reasons? And John McCain is a big corporate jet taker. Mr. Straight Talk Express. All right, one line open at 303-713-7600, 830 here at AM 760 Progressive Talk. Amelia Earhart standing by with Progressive Traffic. It's slow this morning, Amelia.
It is slow.
It's like everybody's in some kind of like summertime haze or daze or something.
You gonna play the song again?
I don't know. Was the weekend that good, or is there a hangover from the weekend? Did everybody go out and collectively get drunk, or what happened?
I don't know. I feel a little off this morning too.
I feel off this morning too, and the phones have been off this morning. Everything's been off this morning. What's going on with all of that?
I do not know.
Amelia had half a beer this weekend and passed out in the car.
You had half a beer and passed out in the car?
Oh man, that's the last time I tell anything to Turk.
You only had a half a beer and you passed out in the car?
I went and slept in the car because I was very tired, because my job gets me up early. As you know, it's hard to stay up past like 9 o'clock.
I know. We had trouble at the Big Head Todd concert. We had to leave about 9:30, quarter to 10.
I feel sorry for you, Jay.
We were running out of steam there, Mary and I. Even though Big Head Todd was very nice, the Monsters were very nice, Todd's wife was very nice, Janelle. She's a very nice person. And his family is very, very nice. And we really had a great time.
Oh, good.
And Grace Potter is pretty good, too, who opened.
Cool.
And Red Rocks is a nice place, isn't it?
Was it a nice evening?
Yeah, it was really a nice evening. It really was. It was really worth going. I haven't been to a rock and roll concert in God. The last two live artists that I saw were Kris Kristofferson and Steve Earle. And that was like a couple of years ago. Oh, and I also saw, what's his name, with his band. Who's the actor, the Australian actor?
I don't know.
Russell Crowe.
He has a band?
Yeah, because he was on the same bill as Kristofferson.
Oh. Well, do you enjoy that whole scene of going out to rock shows?
Generally not. Yeah. I'm a CD kind of buying guy.
Mm-hmm. What's the last CD you bought?
The last CD I bought was the Dixie Chicks CD, and there's a Graham Parsons reissue 3-CD set that's coming out that I've ordered and that I'm waiting to arrive in the mail.
Cool.
What was the last CD you bought?
Last CD I bought was called Feist. It's a female artist who, she does a lot of unique stuff with pianos and really enjoying it.
Yeah. I went through a period where I stopped listening to music, and now I'm starting to listen to it again. And also my friend Tom Russell's got a new CD out, too.
Cool.
Which is pretty good. All right. What's going on with the Monday malaise traffic?
Fortunately, most of our crashes are cleared up, or at least off to the right-hand shoulder. That goes for westbound I-70 right at Havana. We're backed up all the way to 225 because of this one, but we do have three cars tangled up here with lots of curiosity slowing across both directions of I-70 at this point. Now, if you're traveling across E-470 heading eastbound this morning, we still have a rollover crash on the right-hand shoulder working right at Gun Club. Looks like that right-hand lane is now reopened now, but you will find backups mostly due to curiosity slowing in the area. The rest of the drive is jam-packed. We do have a minor crash across the Boulder Turnpike eastbound right after Pecos. Everything's off to that right-hand shoulder, but the police are on scene, and that's where that curiosity slowing will be coming from. Now, taking a look at today's forecast, we'll see our high up around 91 degrees. Currently, we're at 69 degrees in Denver. I'm Amelia Earhart with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
The same AAA that jumpstarts your car can jumpstart your vacation. AAA Travel. Call, click, or visit AAA for flights, hotel, rental cars, cruises, and Disney vacations. Call AAA Travel at 1-800-JOIN-AAA or visit online at AAA.com.
Join AM 760 Progressive Talk for the 2006 Boulder Market. Support your local community, artists, musicians, and businesses at this unique and diverse outdoor market. For more information, log on to am760.net.
Let's say you woke up, jumped in the shower, brushed your teeth, hopped in the car, grabbed your everyday drive-through breakfast sandwich, and hit the office where the boss asked you how you were, and you said, great. But your boss could tell you were lying. Everyone could tell. Your routine turned you into a soulless creature of habit. Einstein Brothers Bagels thinks that's no way to live. So we've created what we believe are the best breakfast sandwiches in the world. Like the Spicy Elmo, a fluffy bacon and scallion omelet layered with real Swiss cheese and a spicy chili schmear. All in a fresh baked hollow roll. So now you can hop in the car, grab a Spicy Elmo, and hit the office. Where the boss will come up to you and ask how you are. And you'll say, great. And your boss will see that you truly are great. You're poised for greatness, and he'll shiver in awe and tell you to get back to work. Einstein Brothers Bagels. In a world of routine, breakfast should be anything but.
Start your day with a spicy Elmo egg sandwich and a medium cup of darn good coffee. Just $4.59 for a limited time. Only at Einstein Brothers Bagels.
Be the Change USA presents Greg Palast, award-winning investigative journalist and New York Times best-selling author, at Central Presbyterian Church on June 16th. A dinner reception will begin at 5:30, and the Palast lecture will start at 6:45. Register for the evening with Greg Palast at btc-usa.org. Then join Colorado Progressive Saturday morning, June 17th, at George Washington High School for workshops to jumpstart this critical election year of change.
8:35, 25 minutes in front of 9 on AM 760 Progressive Talk. One of the big things I hear is, boy, I can never find anybody to do any work on my house that's reliable. Well, let me tell you about a great company that you can trust, XL Roofing. The number is 303-761-6400. Now, these guys get it. You see, XL doesn't ask for any money until after the job is done and you're happy. How about that? And you know something? That's the way all contractors should operate, because it's hard to get ripped off when you don't give any cash up front. These guys offer some very progressive products, like shingles that absorb less heat. These shingles will help reduce the heat island effect in our community and will keep your house cooler in the summer. How about a solar-powered attic fan or a solar tube that provides free light in your house? You know what? When Tom Martino, my buddy Tom Martino, needed a roof, he used XL Roofing. So they must know what they're doing, because if you're putting a new roof on Tom Martino's house, you better get it right. So you know what? Get off your half moons. Call XL 303-761-6400 or go to their website at XLRoofing.com.
Leave your computer problems to the pros at PC Answers. This is John Hogan, and starting at less than $100, PC Answers will come to your home or office and solve your computer problems.
Call PC Answers today at 303-548-1414 or visit them at pc-answers.com.
Randy Rhodes, today at 4.
Right now, Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
837. It's 37 minutes past the hour. High today, 89. Thunderstorms in progress. No, that's not true. There are thunderstorms in the forecast. Jay, don't get carried away. Well, it's Melee's Monday. What can I tell you? All right, 303-713-7600, and I got two lines open on the ultra-slow phones here. Let's go to Darren in Fort Collins. Darren, hi, you're on AM760. Good morning.
How you doing, Jay?
Hey, I'm doing okay, man. How are you?
I'm doing all right. Looking at my three-day-old daughter here.
Oh, good for you. Congratulations.
Thank you. I don't see her. I don't see any greedy need to use anybody as a scapegoat in her either.
No, well, you know what? And hopefully, if you raise her right, she won't have that trait, I guess, huh?
That's what I want to try. I'm hoping I can suppress some of that ego that causes problems for everybody. And my point for calling on this is I think that whole scapegoat, need of a scapegoat, is an issue of ego. Somebody doesn't want their ego stepped on, so they need to point the finger at somebody else. And that if this is a society that's leadership by example, we have a man with the biggest ego in the world telling us all how to do things and how to act.
Well, so, it seems to me that scapegoating works so well, and that fear works so well because it's worked time and time again in this society, and it's worked time and time again not only in this country, but it's worked time and time again in other countries. And, you know, there's just got to be something to this. I mean, there has to be some reason why this is such a successful game plan for politicians.
Oh, it's because so many people, like me, myself, it's really hard for me to oppress. When I get upset about something, I want to tell somebody about it. It's hard for me to oppress or suppress my ego. And if I'm not winning this argument, I want to start pointing fingers and say, hey, it's because of that. That's why I'm not getting through, or it's because of them. They're the reason why I'm not doing it. It's so-and-so he's taking cheaper pay to do the same job as me. That's why he's wrong, and it's his fault, not the fact that, you know, maybe I'm charging too much, or maybe I'm not the cleanest cut-looking person, or
Let me try this.
Go ahead.
Let's talk about Hispanics in general. Let's talk about illegal aliens in general. Okay, you know what?
Sure.
Why is it that most of them are economically trying to get ahead? I mean, that's basically what this whole thing is about. Do we all agree on that? Do you and I agree on that?
I definitely agree on that. They're trying
to
get some that they can't get back home.
Okay. So that creates a labor problem here. So instead of looking at our government and what our government does to make things difficult for labor, both in anti-union activities that the government sanctions and also with these ridiculous trade agreements, what we end up doing is we end up taking a look at the illegal aliens themselves and going after them. Now, is it because going after them is an easier road to go down and the other's more complicated to understand? Or, why? Why does that happen?
Here you go. Is it easy to say it's their fault for coming up here and taking our jobs, or is it easier for us to say, no, we built all the dams that stop the water from flowing down there so the farmers can't grow crops in their own country?
No, it's easier to look at them than to blame ourselves.
Exactly. I mean, we've created a society that oppresses Mexico in general. How many rivers don't even make it to that country anymore? I mean, it's a horrible, horrible thing that we do. And then we turn around and say, well, we're going to take all this water, and you can't have any. Oh, no, you can't even come up and fish in our streams. Sorry, go away. And now that we're making them out to be the bad guys when we're the actual bad guys here. We can't look at ourselves and our own faults. We can't look at what we've done that's created this system.
So the problem basically lies with us.
Yes, it does. It lies with our agenda.
Is it human nature though? Is it human nature though to look some other place?
It's human nature to use your eyes and your ears and your feelings to grab something that makes you feel better. In my opinion, you know, like I said, the oppression of ego. It's harder to point the finger at yourself because you don't see yourself doing the wrong. You only feel the benefits of what you do. Like, oh, I grabbed this apple, I put it in my mouth, my stomach is full. I don't feel that Jose over there can't eat that apple because I grabbed it first. But if he tries to take it from me to feed his family, he's the one that's in the wrong, when I should have just split the apple in two and split it and shared it.
Boy, I don't fit into that stereotype, though, at all. I am the most self-critical. I blame everything on myself.
Same here.
I'm liable to give Jose the apple rather than eat it myself. I really am. I'm just like I assume that there is something wrong with me, not the other way around.
Exactly. And that if more people were less selfish, then maybe Jose wouldn't want to come up here and take our job. Maybe we'd be willing to say, hey, I've got an opening. Who wants to fill it? Instead of the welfare case that lived across the street that hasn't worked for 3 years, why don't I ship him down to Mexico and let him see what it's really like not to be able to find work instead of sitting and milking off my money? I'd rather have Jose up here working side by side because he likes to work. Granted, there's a language problem, but I know enough sign language that says, pick up that hammer, swing that nail. Here, I'll hold the board for you. But the welfare case across the street won't do anything. They won't even get off their butt long enough to pick up the phone to look for a job.
All right, Darren.
They want to milk my stuff, you know.
Appreciate the call, and have fun with that child.
Thank you, sir. You have a good day.
You too. See you later. No, I am. I'm really self-critical when it comes to that stuff. And I'm not saying I can't be selfish, because I can be. Every human being can. But is it human nature to look at somebody else and blame them for your problems? I don't look at other people and blame them for my problems. I always blame myself. And I swear to you, if we could get Mary on the show, she would tell you that would be true. That I do. But I do know people who blame other people. And scapegoating is something I've never gotten into. But I've seen a lot of people, I've talked to a lot of people that have gotten into that whole thing about scapegoating. Well, it's the fault of illegal immigrants. Well, it's the fault of gay Americans. Well, it's the fault of Arabs. Well, it's the fault of African Americans. Well, it's the fault of the Chinese. Well, it's the fault of the Japanese. You know what? The fault lies right here. It's open phones here at 844, 16 away from 9. Anything you want to talk about on this Malaise Monday, 303-713-7600. Man, the phones are quiet this morning, and I don't remember them being this quiet except for like maybe a week or so ago. And I don't know, what is it about Monday? We just don't want to participate on Monday? We just can't get fired up on Monday for anything? Is that what it is? Mondays are rough. But as I said earlier, as I said in the 6 o'clock hour, you know, if they eliminated Monday and started the work week on Tuesday, then Tuesday would only become Monday. So the answer to this whole thing is they need to just abolish the work week altogether and workers of the world relax instead of unite. And you know what? We can just all stay home. Wouldn't that be great? Or go do something you really want to go do. Go do something totally and completely creative that you wanted to do all of your life.
A lot on beautiful energy efficient windows for your home by eliminating the middleman. At American Exteriors, you always get the right replacement window at a clear value because we're the manufacturer. Call today and save 40% with the American Exteriors 40% off sale.
The only number you need to know is 3037 window.
You can smush a tomato into your nose. You can smush sand between your toes. You can smush your tube of toothpaste. Or smush some wine around your buds of taste. You can smush a ripe banana or the bayou mud in Louisiana. You can smush an orange into juice. And you can tell I'm no Dr. Seuss. But the very worst thing to smush by far is when you go and smush your car. And I know most people will agree.
You smush your car? It's Professional Auto Body.
Call Professional Auto Body and get your free smushed car benefits, including free no-obligation mobile estimating at your home or work, free new car rentals during repairs, free financing on deductibles, cash back deductible rebates up to $500, and a whole lot more. Professional Auto Body, recommended by troubleshooter Tom Martino and approved by every insurance company, and all work includes a lifetime warranty. From sensational smushes to simple scratches, call Professional Auto Body today at 561-FREE-56.
LendingTree.com, where you can choose from up to 4 customized loan offers. 1-800-555-TREE. 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win. LendingTree.com.
What's that, Lassie? Come spend the day under the sun with the one who loves you the most, your pet.
Coe's BMW presents the first annual Petapalooza Free Pet Fair, hosted by Thunder Mountain Harley-Davidson at Colorado's newest entertainment park, Saturday, June 17th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Bring your family and pets to enjoy pet vendors, food, and live music from Ben Poo and crew, and headliners the Groove Hog. Be one of the first 250 and take home a doggy bag filled with goodies. Enter your pet in one of the contests and win, Saturday, June 17th at the Thunder Mountain Amphitheater, off I-25 and Crossroads Boulevard in Loveland. Maryland.
To join the Guard, I would absolutely say that it's probably one of the best decisions. We're going to give you your education. No, there's no way of saying, you know, I can't afford it. Hear the story about how the Guard changed my life at 1-800-GO-GUARD.com.
Sponsored by the Colorado National Guard. Aired by the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
847, 13 minutes in front of 9 on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Rocky's Auto's matching down. Instead of going on now up to $1,500, you put down 15, they put down 15, you got 3 towards the vehicle of your choice. And Rocky's has got the largest selection of clean late model used cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in Colorado. I mean, you'll find virtually anything you can think of, from Ford, Chevy, Dodge, Nissan, Toyota, Honda, Saab, Pontiac, Volkswagen, and it just, the list goes on and on. You know, as I say every time I talk about Rocky's, I mean, one of these days we'll be in a position where we'll have flex fuel cars and we won't burn fossil fuel. We won't depend upon fossil fuel totally. But right now, this is what we do. We depend upon fossil fuel. And if you need an automobile, the best place to get the most bang for your buck is Rocky's Autos. Every car is equipped with a worry-free protection program for pre-owned vehicles from United Car Care. 30 days, 3,000 miles of powertrain protection. And you can also check out Rocky's Autos online at rockysautos.com. See their inventory, check out their selection, talk to Steve, who runs the website, and pre-qualify for a car loan. Cuts down on the paperwork, and you can do some shopping and do it from the comfort of your own home or your office. But the best thing to do is get out there to Rocky's and to check them out. They're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. They've been family-owned and operated since 1982. Rocky's Auto's located at the corner of 63rd and Federal.
Here's what people are saying about Enhancelin.
Enhancelin does balance out my blood sugars, so I don't go through any highs or lows.
Whenever I take the Enhancelin, it has brought my blood sugar down.
Enhancelin is the all-natural dietary supplement that promotes healthy blood sugar levels.
After taking Enhancelin, now I'm consistently normal.
It works. It actually works.
Call now and receive a free 30-day supply with your order. 1-800-704-1523. Satisfaction is guaranteed, so log on to RadioValues.com or call 1-800-704-1523.
Gas prices got you down? On Wednesday, June 28th, you can dust off your tire pump and bypass the gas pump. It's Bike to Work Day. Join thousands of commuters who are riding instead of driving on Bike to Work Day. Enjoy fitness, fresh air, and freedom from your normal frustrating commute. Plus free food and giveaways at more than 100 metro area breakfast stations. And the chance to win fantastic prizes. Gear up for Bike to Work Day on Wednesday, June 28th. To register yourself or your company for this fun, free event, call the Denver Regional Council of Governments Ride Arrangers Program at 303-458-POOL or visit drcog.org. That's drcog.org today. Bike to Work Day is brought to you by the Denver Regional Council of Governments Ride Arrangers Program, RTD, 9 News, Panera Bread, Noodles & Company, Colorado Athletic Club, Cliff Bar, Comcast, and the Colorado Department of Transportation.
Fighting for the little guy. It's the big guy, Jay Marvin, on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 8:50, 10 minutes away from 9 o'clock. High today, 89. Thunderstorms in the forecast. Jay Marvin here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Open phones, two lines open at 303-713-7600. John Nichols coming up at 9 o'clock. And then back to open phones. Let's go to Michael in Denver, who's been hanging on. Mike, you're on AM 760. Hey. Thanks for waiting. Go ahead.
How you doing, Jay, this morning?
Good.
Hey, I wanted to thank you for having me on, and also wanted to say I'm a liberal guy, and you're probably one of the best shows we've got going on in the Denver market right now, and I appreciate it.
Oh, aren't you kind? Thank you very much.
But I want to say, you know, definitely one of the things that, you know, we hear about is we got all these issues going on, and everybody's fired up, but one of the things that I haven't seen, and when I say this, I also say that I'm somewhat of a disillusioned Democrat right now. You know, I'm a liberal guy, but I'm a little disillusioned. You know, I see the right wing. They've got this corporate culture and this alignment where it seems like everybody to the right, you know, they all latch on to these issues, and it's a unifying force to be reckoned with. But on the liberal side, you have a coalition. You have, you know, liberals seem to have a lot of opinions, and so we can't run like a corporate structure, and I wouldn't want us to, but we have to find in America some fundamental component to align our forces together to take on the right. And, you know, and I see those things coming, but I feel that that's a big message that's being missed right now. And, you know, you see these issues with these corporate scandals and the Iraq war and, you know, and all these things, you know, they're going to, one of these days, those things are going to wane away, and the problems will be solved. But at the end of the day, we still have to have that fundamental component that ties the liberal world together.
All right. Well, I think you look at a two-pronged problem here, or maybe a two-question would be a better way to put it. First of all, do we as Democrats, do we as progressives, do we pay attention to constituency politics first, or do we pay attention to the party first? Which do we put first, constituency politics, i.e. being your own personal beliefs, or the party? Which one?
Well, I think you have to say constituency, because that's part of the fundamental nature of being a progressive person.
Well, if you put the constituency first and you put the party second, then that means what ends up happening is you end up fighting with other members of the party you're involved in, because they may not see the constituency questions the same way you do. So then you interfere with the election effort.
And I think that's been the fundamental problem of the liberals for a long time.
Okay, well, so do we need to change that?
I don't know, and that's why I wanted to bring that up, to get that discussion going, because you see all these things, and there's a lot of different opinions out there, and that's one of the things why I like your show, is there's a lot of good, intelligent conversation without the inflammatory talk that happens later on in the afternoon, and how we as liberals get around that to tie some broader unifying force. I don't know the answer to that, but I think it's something that needs to be discussed.
Well, I look at it this way. This is the rule of thumb I operate off of. I can have disagreements with people inside the party. There are people in the party and people who hold office who I don't particularly like, who I would like to see pushed out, either beaten electorally by somebody more progressive or basically just frozen out. And there's some names I can name, and probably the top name that I have at the top of my hit list would be Joseph Lieberman. But the other side of it is, getting 80% or 90%, well, let's be fair, is getting 80 to 85% of your agenda better than not getting any of your agenda at all?
Oh, absolutely, and this at this point in time, I think we as liberals need to begin looking past the constituency politics.
Okay, so then if getting 85% is better than getting zero, then the best to do is to go for the 85%. Now we've got a perfect example of how this works here in the state of Colorado, where you've got Bill Ritter running, and there are a segment of Democrats who are unhappy with Bill Ritter because of his position on abortion. But I would say to those Democrats, and many of them called me when he first started to run, and many of them called me when this show first started, and I remember the morning exactly, many of them were women who said, I'm going to stay home and I'm not going to vote. My question to them would be, would it be better to get 90 to 95% of what you want under Bill Ritter, or get zero of what you want under Bob Beaupre?
Exactly. And when Bill Ritter's opinion, he's still just one person, and there's, you have to believe the greater good in America, at the end of the day, we're all going to come down to the right thing. And yeah, he maybe have that view, and that may be troubling for people, but you're right, you stay home, you lose your right to talk.
Well, you stay home, you end up with Bob Beaupre, then you get nothing. I mean, this is a guy who introduces legislation. You saw the article in the Denver Post over the weekend. He introduces legislation and supports legislation on the floor of Congress that benefits his own business, which is the Heritage Community Bank. So what you got to do is you got to take your constituency politics and you got to put that in second place and put the party in first place, knowing that you'll get 75 to 80% of what you want if you do it that way. But doing it the other way, you'll get zero of what you want.
And saying that, you're making me think now. You say that, and you can turn that around and look at it on when you look to the right and you say, how many Republicans were upset with George Bush in 2004, upset with the way he's leading the country, upset with the direction he's made, but then they pulled their heartstring about the religious right and about abortion and, hey, this guy's fundamentally like me, so I'm going to vote for him anyway.
Well, they'll take the 80 instead of taking the zero. That's the difference between them and us. They'll keep their constituency disagreements behind closed doors.
Mm-hmm. And that's And then, you know, we got to find, we just got to get ourselves unified and make sure that, you know, that we, because, you know, I feel there's, America at large is a lot more progressive than the voting force. I fundamentally feel that.
Oh, I think you're absolutely right. I think that the GOP voter suppression moves show that the GOP knows damn well that they can't win on the numbers. So what they do is when it comes to the election, they cheat.
Yeah.
And I think that we have to be also be aware of that, and we have to demand accountability. I think that's another part of it, too. Michael, thank you, man. Have a great day. Glad you hung on.
Thank you.
Okay, talk to you later. Coming up, we'll talk to John Nichols, and then we'll open the phones back up again, and we can talk about anything you want to talk about on this Malaise Monday. I've never quite seen it this slow here this morning on a Monday morning. It's 8:57 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. AM 760 Progressive Talk. How much longer do we have to put up with Bush? Check out the Bush Countdown Clock on AM760.net.
At Spivak Vision Center, our LASIK patients have spoken, and we're listening. For the past 12 months, thousands of patients have helped us celebrate our 25th anniversary by taking advantage of our $1,000 savings. As our way of saying thank you, we're extending our $1,000 savings through June. So for all you procrastinators out there who waited for the last possible moment to save on LASIK at Spivak Vision Center, you've got one last chance. But don't wait. Our 25th anniversary LASIK celebration ends this month. Put clear, natural Colorado vision on your list of to-dos this summer and call Spivak Vision Center for our biggest savings of the year. Give your eyes a fresh start this summer with LASIK at Spivak Vision Center, Colorado's most trusted name in vision for the past 25 years. Call 303-C-2020. That's 303-C-2020. It's the only way to see.
Jay Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Andy Rose, The Majority Report. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk, KKZN, Morton, Denver, Boulder, and on AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. Two rulings from the nation's highest court that could have a significant impact on death row inmates. CBS News legal consultant Andrew Cohen joins us live. And Andrew, one of the Supreme Court cases deals with DNA evidence?
Yeah, that's right. The justices are giving a death row inmate the opportunity after 20 years to use DNA evidence to try to exonerate himself, but the ruling doesn't automatically give every capital convict in the nation that right.
And what's the court have to say about challenges to lethal injection?
Again, the court is allowing one death row inmate in Florida to file an action challenging the manner of his execution, the cocktail mix used there. But again, there's no guarantee that that challenge will succeed, and even if it does, the inmate won't be leaving death row.
Well, Tropical Storm Alberto is churning across the Gulf of Mexico, aiming for the west coast of Florida. The National Hurricane Center's Michelle Minnelli says it's picking up strength.
Sustained maximum winds of 70 miles per hour, and we're expecting it does have the potential of becoming a hurricane prior to making landfall.
Which is expected sometime tomorrow evening. He died, but not right away. The U.S. military has released the autopsy results on the body of Abu Musab al-Zarqawi, who died after the bombing of his safe house northeast of Baghdad. Military doctor Colonel Steve Jones says Zarqawi survived the initial attack and lived for almost an hour. Jones says Zarqawi was not killed by troops on the ground.
We have clear evidence that he died of blast injuries. There is no evidence to suggest that he was beaten, and I have no reason to suspect that that happened.
Al-Qaeda in Iraq has named a successor to Zarqawi in a statement on the group's website. Abu Hamza al-Muhajir was announced as the new leader. International security specialist Sajan Gohel says he's largely an unknown quantity.
There is not enough information that has ever appeared on this particular individual. He is known to be an individual that was a deputy to al-Zarqawi.
Well, President Bush and key advisors are gathered at Camp David to discuss the war. Live to CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer, who's near the presidential retreat. President and his national security team right now are conferring on what the White House describes as the way forward in Iraq. Officials suggest there will be no decisions on troop levels here, but the U.S. military presence clearly dominates the agenda. So much depends on whether and when the new Iraqi government will be able to defend itself and run the war-torn country, Nick.
Well, it's a shift. For the first time since 2001, violent crime nationally is on the upswing. Although murders were down in New York, Los Angeles, and Detroit, Houston posted a 23% increase, 14% in Philadelphia. Northeastern University criminal justice professor James Fox.
The increase that we see now is actually small compared to where it was 10 years ago, 15 years ago, when we were looking at record levels. The sky is not falling.
Now checking on Wall Street right now, a mixed picture. The Dow is up 7 points, while the NASDAQ is down 13. This is CBS News.
Do you know what I hate about running errands? The running of the errands, that's what. You'd think with all the modern technology at our fingertips, some scientist somewhere would have figured out a way to invent a transporter beam. But no, we're still waiting. We here at the U.S. Postal Service want you to know that we have invented the next best thing. Free carrier pickup. Just go to usps.com/smartbusiness. Pay for postage, print labels, and request a free carrier pickup. Then, one of our professionally trained letter carriers will pick up your packages next delivery day and ship them almost anywhere in the world. And you, my friend, are done. Done. Even better, we pick up your packages for free. Free. You know, when transporters are invented, they'll cost you buckets of moolah. Carrier pickup, still free. Take that, technology. Visit usps.com/smartbusiness and request free carrier pickup. Only from the U.S. Postal Service.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. No lawn watering. That's the word in Fountain after a valve malfunction at a water treatment plant cut off 60% of the town's water supply. The restriction is mandatory until at least midweek. The 21,000 residents there have been told to use water only for drinking, cooking, and bathing. The lawn weathering plan was put into effect to make sure the town has enough water for firefighters in the event of a fire. If you register to vote in Denver, you could be at risk for identity theft. More than 150,000 voter records disappeared while the Denver Election Commission was moving its office back in February. Alton Dillard with the Denver Election Commission says they're trying to figure out why they didn't learn about the missing records until now.
One of the things that's being investigated is who knew what when.
Those records contain the names, Social Security numbers, birth dates, and signatures of people who registered to vote between 1989 and 1998. Police warn the records could be exploited by identity thieves. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Amelia Earhart with AM 760 Progressive Talk Traffic.
Thank you, Tim. Well, we're pretty much wrapping up this morning's drive in terms of volume, though we do have a couple crashes in the final cleanup stages. Taking a look first to westbound I-70. An earlier crash at Havana that was blocking up the right-hand lane is now off to that right-hand shoulder. Cleared from the highway drive, but the backups do remain on that westbound approach to the crash scene. Now, across the turnpike, eastbounders were dealing with a quick crash right after Pecos. That's off to that right-hand shoulder, and our speeds are pretty much picking up as you make your way towards I-25. I-70 is still jamming up, heading westbound on that approach to Havana again, and the eastbound lanes are pretty much recovered. Southbound 225 is still safe between Yosemite and I-25, and southbound I-25 itself is jamming up between Alameda and Colorado Boulevard. Today's forecast calls for highs up around 91 degrees with a possible chance for...
Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how to get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Call 303-713-8318. 303-713-8318. Quality, value, design, innovation, customer satisfaction, strength. At Engel Homes, it's simply better. At Engel Homes, they understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why they make it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums to townhomes to gorgeous single-family homes, Engel Homes has something perfect for you. Consider McKay Landing, Broomfield's community of choice. Nestled between McKay Lake and a golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre central park area, including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, tot lot and city park, daycare center, and elementary school. With townhome-style living from the upper 100s, single-family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid-400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engel Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner, or visit EngelHomesColorado.com to find out more about McKay Landing. That's ENGLE Homes Colorado.com.
Okay, for all you people who wear glasses, open your eyes. Your glasses aren't doing jack to improve your natural eyesight. Not one thing. Oh, don't get me wrong. You may be able to see better when you put them on, but glasses are nothing more than a crutch. A momentary patch job on a problem that may actually be improved by you. And I'm not talking about LASIK or some other surgery with people poking around your eyeballs. No, I'm talking about a simple system from Vision Improvement Technology that you can do on your own that just may strengthen your natural eyesight and help you start seeing more clearly. The award-winning doctors who created it believe it can totally eliminate or reduce your dependence on glasses or contacts once and for all. This is for real. It's a real system created by real doctors. But don't take our word for it. Let us send you a free video to see this program firsthand for yourself. A free video just for calling. Call 1-800-774-1451. That's 1-800-774-1451. 1-800-774-1451.
As a business owner, you know you have a good product or service. And you know if more people knew about it, your business would grow. CustomersAreListening.com makes radio advertising available to anyone who wants to tell more people about their business. That's why we've made advertising on the radio affordable and easy. All you do is visit CustomersAreListening.com and pick from 8 radio stations that you think your customers are listening to. If you're ready to take your business to the next level, visit CustomersAreListening.com.
Ohio and Rolling Stone, which if you haven't read that, hunt up a copy of it and please read it by Robert Kennedy Jr. With this story, with so much more going on, you know, it's almost as if we need to call in people from out of whatever, from Canada or from Switzerland or someplace to oversee voting in this country, particularly in November, to make sure that no elections are stolen. I mean, it really, it just doesn't give you much faith. And the Democrats, you know, those of us that are progressives, we have got to hone up on this. We have got to get going on this. And we have got to get wise to these GOP voter suppression tactics. There was a big profile in the Boston Globe, I think it was on Sunday. Maybe it was on Saturday or Sunday, I can't remember. About one of the guys involved in this New Hampshire phone jamming thing that was going on. In the race between Sununu and Shaheen. And that the GOP regularly gets involved in voter registration, in voter turnout suppression, and the things that J. Kenneth Blackwell is doing in Ohio to make things messy, and the laws that have been in place in Florida. We really, I would love to see a Democrat one of these days in a disputed election go to court and stay in court and stick it out instead of running away and going, well, I lost. I mean, maybe John Kerry should have challenged the results in Ohio. All right. 303-713-7600. Now suddenly I've got full phones. Where has everybody been the last 3 hours? But let's see what John has to say in Greeley about Melee's Monday. John, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
What's up?
I don't know if you remember a very old Saturday Night Live episode back in the 70s era with Buck Henry in a position like you hosting a television or a radio call-in show, trying to get callers to call in, and he'd just get more and more ridiculous topics, something about burning puppies and what's your position about burning puppies, and trying to get callers to call in. So don't despair; it could be worse.
Well, you know, it's usually not this bad on Monday. Monday, it's usually bad because Monday, most of us coming off the weekend usually are kind of like, oh, God, you know?
Exactly.
And I'm
there right now.
Yeah, we all are there, you know? And as I said in the first hour of the show, well, okay, let's abolish Monday. But then, you know what? Tuesday would become Monday. Yeah.
And let's abolish the 6 o'clock hour, too.
Yeah, you know what? Let's not start the show until 9 o'clock.
What the hell? All right, so let's try and get people energized. I challenge everybody listening right now, get on the Internet, send $10 to whatever congressional district campaign you live in.
You know what? You are the best, man, John. I'm glad you called. I'm glad you're out there.
Well, thank you, sir. I'm glad you're there, too.
Okay, take care. He's right. Get on the Internet, get energized. I just gave some campaign contributions over the weekend. I gave campaign contributions to Peggy Lamb. I gave seven. I gave campaign contributions to Angie Piccioni, and I gave campaign contributions to Bill Winter, running against Tom Tancredo. So if I can do it, you can do it. All right, let's go to Colleen in Denver. Colleen, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm excellent. Thank you. I wanted to call to actually have 2 points. One, I do want to agree with you and the caller, not the last caller, but the previous caller, about putting party politics first over personal. Although I have to say that I am one of those people that I might have called into you when Bill Ritter was announced that he had run or is running, because it is really difficult for me as a very, very pro-choice person to vote for somebody who is anti-choice. So I am actually having that personal struggle. I will still go out and vote no matter what, but it is tough. Do I vote for Bill Ritter? Do I not vote for Bill Ritter? It is very difficult. I would like to know how anti-choice he is. I know Beaupre would absolutely overturn Roe versus Wade if it was in his place as the governor. I don't know if Ritter is that gung-ho.
I don't think Bill Ritter sees that as being his job. I think Bill Ritter sees his job as being taking care of the problems that face Colorado in the areas of health and education and energy independence and the things that are the nitty-gritty every day, put your hands on the nuts and bolts, the education system, the K-12 problem that you've got to get your hands on. But, you know, see, I would ask you the same thing that I would ask anybody else. You've got to ask yourself, are you a one-issue person? That's number one. And number two, if you're not a one-issue person, is it better to get 80 to 90% of your agenda, have your agenda have a chance with a Democratic governor and working like hell to have a Democratic legislature, than it is to not do that, to stay home or not vote, and then end up with Bob Beaupre, who we can guarantee you, and you know this, I don't have
right.
to tell you, that you'll get nothing.
Right, and absolutely, I agree that, I mean, I would much rather get 85 to 90% or more of our agenda through, but at the same time, and I don't want to say I'm a one-party issue, but as a woman who's had an abortion and who wants that right to stay legal for women everywhere, it's hard not to have that as my primary issue. I'm looking forward to hearing Ritter talk more about his agendas and, you know, maybe find out if he would be as gung-ho about renouncing abortion as Beaupre.
I've had him on here many times, and I don't think that he would be, and I think that he's, you know, that he and Barbara O'Brien are not talking about those things, are not talking about that subject. What they're talking about is how to get down and fix the things in the state of Colorado that need to be dealt with now and the things that are going to come up in the future, where if you read that profile on Beaupre over the weekend in the Denver Post, he cries a lot and gives a lot of emotional speeches, but doesn't really tell you, you know, what he's going to do or what a governorship under him would look like. We damn well know what the government under the Republicans would look like. We've seen it before.
Absolutely.
I don't think we want to see it again. So I think we all have things. We've all got things that are more important to us than other things, or things that really stick, you know, in our craw, to use like a worn-out cliche there. But we're going to have to learn. See, I think collectively, we're going to have to learn to some degree, in some way, we're going to have to learn to have some degree of compromise and realize that you can't get everything you want. Now, does that mean that you have to put up with the likes of somebody like a Joseph Lieberman or a Joseph Biden? Or an Evan Bayh, and there's numerous other ones that we can think of in the party, and that we have to put up with them when they take fundamental things and fundamentally turn around and give us trouble all the time. I mean, I would say the same thing about Salazar to a certain degree,
right,
with the bankruptcy bill. I mean, I would like to see somebody more progressive challenge him at some point down the road. But, I mean, does that mean we have to put up with that? No, I don't think it means we have to put up with it. But I think when you get past a primary process and when you get into a general election, I think that's when you got to put up or shut up.
Right.
That's when you got to decide how much of your agenda you want.
Definitely, definitely. And I certainly, it's nice to hear, because I don't get to listen to your show every morning, but it's nice to hear that when you have had Ritter on, he doesn't seem to be discussing abortion.
No, you know, he doesn't. He doesn't want to talk. What he wants to talk about is, he wants to talk about the education problem, K-12 problem. He wants to talk about energy independence. He wants to talk about where Colorado's going to go in the future. He wants to talk about budgetary things. I mean, he's a very, very smart, hands-on guy. And I think he'd make an excellent governor. I've given to his campaign, and will give to his campaign again. He's heads over tails better than Bob Beaupre. And good Lord, Mark Holtzman gets a place on the ballot. Would you like to see Colorado under Mark Holtzman?
Oh, God, I can't even imagine. I'm already relatively miserable under Owens here. So,
all right,
so
well,
it'll be great to ask to have a Democratic governor for sure.
Yeah, so there's your answer.
Oh, definitely. But I'm just, you know, I'm sympathizing with the other people for sure that are having that debate within themselves. But definitely, I think it's more important to go out and support the party, because we can always, if we're in control, we have, you know, we're in control of the House, you know, and the Senate of Colorado, we can always, you know, overthrow the governor anyway. So.
You got it. Yeah, sure.
Today.
Sure.
So I have a proposal for an amendment to the Constitution. And I'm not a constitutional, you know, lawyer or anything like that, but essentially it would go something like this. If we have people in combat like we currently do now, the president and the Congress do not get to go on vacation. They don't get breaks. They work at least 5 days a week, whole year round, until our men and women are home out of the combat zone. Because my husband's best friend is in Iraq right now. He works 7 days a week for months and months and months at a time, and maybe gets 2 or 3 days off while he's still in the combat zone. They don't get Christmas off. They don't get Thanksgiving off. And frankly, I think if the President and the Senate and the House are going to be sending people overseas for our country, they need to, you know, do what's right and keep working in their nice air-conditioned buildings in D.C.
You know what? I agree 100%.
So, and I challenge any U.S. Senator, House, anybody to bring that to the forefront, because I really think most American people would get behind that, although I don't imagine most of the Congress would be behind
No, probably not, but I agree. Well, you know, it's the same thing as I like to say to those senators and those congressmen who are against any kind of a nationalized health care plan.
Right.
Then good, they can give up their own health care plan and get out there and swim with the rest of us.
And they should absolutely be doing that, too. If I ran for office, I think that would be one of the things I would for is, you know what? If you would qualify for Medicare, that's what you get. And watch how fast our health care system would
be. I agree. Colleen, thank you. Appreciate the call.
Thank you so much, Jay. Talk to you later.
Okay.
Hey, how's the wedding planning going?
I'm excited, but the planning is really stressing me out. Between the caterer, florist, and my mother-in-law, I'm completely overwhelmed. And what about the music at the reception?
Whoa! Just breathe, girl. Music is the easiest part. When I got married, I called Team Nickel Productions, and they did so much to help me out. They know weddings are expensive, and they worked within my budget.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Team Nickel Productions met with me in person to pick out the music I wanted to hear for my special day. They even worked with my reception location to set up all the details. And they even had karaoke. It was the easiest part of my wedding. You should call Team Nickel Productions now.
What's the number?
720-266-4918.
Call Team Nickel Productions at 720-266-4918 or click on the image in your media player. Let Team Nickel Productions provide the music for your exclusive gathering. Team Nickel Productions, 720-266-4918.
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commission loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you, and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
Online advertising spending is expected to grow drastically in 2006 as more companies realize that internet advertising can be effective and affordable. Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how you can get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Give us a call and find out if internet advertising can make your business money. Call 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready for a real home-based business that can get you out of the rat race and into financial freedom? Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I bought my first property at 17 without a penny to my name, and since then I've made millions in real estate. I have engineered a proven system to real estate buying that will show you how to buy money-generating properties so you'll never have to work again. Let me show you how you can get started right now. With my techniques, you can learn the secrets for spotting deals that come along on average once a week and pick up plenty of homes that generate lots of cash and become rich, very rich. Call 1-800-500-1093 anytime, 24 hours a day, and I'll send you a free tape that explains how easy it is. Instead of just making a living, let me show you how to make real money. Call 1-800-500-1093 and get your life back. Again, that's 1-800-500-1093.
Village, Ohio. Available in most states and situations.
This is Ed Schultz. Keep it locked on to my buddy Jay Marvin. And then stick around for me from 1 to 4 p.m. right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
If you got the money,
Lefty,
I've got the time. We'll go honky.
I just love him. That's for my buddy Big Head Todd, wherever he is, and his lovely wife, Janelle. 923, 23 minutes after 9, AM 760, Progressive Talk. One line open at 303-713-7600. The ACLU takes on the United States government today, by the way, in Detroit. Maybe we'll talk about that tomorrow. That's in the NSA spying situation that's going on. Here's something else that isn't going to get much coverage in the media, but you ought to know about this. Congressional Republicans killed a provision in an Iraqi war funding bill that would have put the United States on record against permanent basing of U.S. military facilities in that country. A lawmaker and congressional aide said on Friday the $94.5 billion emergency spending bill, which includes $65.8 billion to continue waging wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, is expected to be approved by Congress next week and sent to President George W. Bush for signing into law. As originally passed by the House of Representatives, the Pentagon would have been prohibited from spending any of the funds for the entering into the military basing rights agreement with Iraq. A similar amendment passed passed by the Senate said the Pentagon could not use the next round of war funding to establish permanent United States military bases in Iraq or to exercise United States control over the oil infrastructure or the oil resources of Iraq. The Bush administration says it does not want to place any artificial timelines on U.S. presence in Iraq and that it wants to begin withdrawing troops when the Iraq security forces are better able to protect the country, but it has not ruled out permanent bases in Iraq. You know, maybe we should get Congressman Mark Udall on tomorrow to talk about this, or maybe Congresswoman Diana DeGette to talk about this vote. Maybe we should get somebody on to talk about that in the morning. Let's go to Lorraine in Greeley. Lorraine, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, Dave.
Hi.
Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
What I'm calling about is, about a month ago, a woman who had been repeatedly raped by her CU, by the CU professor who employed her, was awarded $285,000 plus legal fees in court. The University of Colorado is still deciding whether or not to appeal this case. And to me, it's just completely unconscionable that the people of Colorado, and specifically the people associated with CU, haven't spoken out about this. Their silence to me implies consent for the university to continue to persecute this woman and to try to shut her up. And I just can't imagine what they're thinking, and I can't imagine how they sleep at night.
Well, two things. One, I don't know enough about the case really to comment. Number two, the only thing I would say is that they're probably following the advice of their legal counsel, and they're going through the whole thing of due process. But I don't know. I don't know enough about the case.
Okay. Well,
I mean, I didn't read it, and it didn't make the if it did make the papers down here, I never saw it.
Well, it did. It did, in fact, make the papers, but not exactly the front page. But I can tell you a little bit more about this case. The university had complaints about sexual harassment and sexual assault by this professor for years and years. They finally fired him in 2004 for, quote, moral turpitude, unquote. And at that point, the lawsuit had already been filed. Of course, the football case was in the news, so there was a lot of public focus on CU. And also, for this particular case, several women had come forward and testified to a university committee about harassment or assault that he had done to them. So they fired him in 2004 for moral turpitude, but they continued to say that, oh, in this one particular case, she consented. All these other people were assaulted, but she consented.
Well, maybe I'm getting diplomatic in my old age, but I just don't know enough about the case. And I'd have to go back and read it, and I guess what I'll do is when I get off the air, I'll Google it up and go read the case myself.
Well, I certainly hope that you do that because, I mean, I agree with a lot of the people who talk on your program, but I think it's pretty crappy behavior to talk about, oh, what's happening in District 50 of California when right here in our own backyard.
I don't think it's crappy to talk about what's happening in District 50 in California. I think what we do is we talk about what makes the news, and that's But you know what, ma'am? Before you start getting cranked up at me about this, and I can hear you being irritated about this, and I see that you're passionate about it. You know, I can't catch everything, and I can't see everything that goes through. I don't have a huge, large staff like the other hosts on this radio station do. It's only John Turk and myself. And occasionally we miss stories, and occasionally we don't catch things.
Calm down.
You know?
You need to calm down.
Well, you know, no, you don't need to. No, you don't need to tell me to calm down. You need to calm down. You need to calm down and understand that we're only human, and that by talking about what goes on in District 50, maybe there's a news story there that day, and we decided to cover it because we saw it. It caught our eye, and we wanted
to
talk about it. You know what? Don't tell me to calm down, ma'am. You need to calm down.
What I'm saying is that it's important for people to pay attention to what happens in the local area.
You know what? I understand that, but you know something? We cannot catch everything there is to catch 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So unless somebody calls up and brings it up to us, unless somebody calls up and brings, but you know what? Your little side slap about, well, what happens in District 50, you know what? That was an unneeded comment. We don't need that.
Well,
no, we don't need it. We don't need it. I don't care how concerned you are. We don't need it.
Okay, I apologize if you were offended by that comment.
Yeah, I was.
I'm offended by the fact that the university defends rapists.
Well, I don't know that. I have to go look at the story.
Well, I certainly hope that you do and encourage you to do so.
And I will do it. I promise you. Okay?
Thank you.
Okay, thanks. I'm not going to legally put my foot into something and then find myself in trouble by making statements about the university defending rapists when I don't know about what the story's about. I can't catch everything that happens here. I wish I could, but I can't, and there's going to be days when I'm going to miss stuff, and I have made terrible, terrible mistakes. I admit it. I've screwed up. I missed the Haditha story when it first came out. And if it wasn't for somebody calling it up and pointing it out to me, I would have missed it.
Is your computer running slow? Are pop-up ads making your life miserable? Don't let your computer drive you crazy. This is John Hogan with PC Answers. Starting at less than $100, PC Answers will come to your home or office and get your computer running like new.
Call PC Answers today at 303-548-1414 or visit them at pc-answers.com. That's pc-answers.com, 303-548-1414. A proud member of Tom Martino's Troubleshooter Network at troubleshooter.com.
So you can't get paid on your insurance claim. What now? If payment on your claim has been denied, what do you do? What can you do? You don't have to just take it. There is an entire body of law dealing with bad faith insurance practices. No matter what kind of insurance policy you're dealing with, the law of bad faith applies. It doesn't matter if it's car insurance, disability insurance, medical bills, health insurance, or HMOs. The simple truth is that the insurance companies have to comply with the laws. They have to treat your claim in good faith. If you have an insurance issue, you just can't be ignored. Your claim has to be handled appropriately and in good faith. Simple words with powerful meaning. Hi, I'm Gary Bell of the law firm of Bell & Pollock. We've handled matters like this for years. We've helped the consumer negotiate these insurance law mazes. If you have an insurance problem or question, call us. We'll help you.
Bell & Pollock can be reached 24 hours a day at 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. Bell & Pollock, consumer lawyers with a history and an attitude. Bell & Pollock is a member of Tom Martino's exclusive list at troubleshooter.com.
In TV, you need intelligence, integrity, and a camera to cover the news. They've got the camera.
Were we rolling on that?
On what?
Comedy Central's Dog Bites Man. This Wednesday night at 10:30, 9:30 Central. They're the news team that won't stop until they get the big stories.
Are all bodybuilders bisexual? Is spring break broken?
Well, certain stories are good for sweeps week. We've tackled what's in your muffin. Who else is going to go there?
Dog Bites Man. This Wednesday night at 10:30, 9:30 Central. Only on Comedy Central.
A personal thing we're talking about here, and the tendency is to feel kind of... well, what's the word I'm fishing around here for? Kind of defensive. But you know, we've all been there. We've all been in this situation. I know Mary and I certainly have. And there are people who can help you get out of this situation. And one of the people that can help you get out, one of the groups that can help you get out, is the Mortgage Store. They can help eliminate this problem. The Mortgage Store has helped thousands of homeowners eliminate high-interest credit card bills and consolidate debt into one low monthly payment. Get a free credit analysis today, and all you have to do is call 303-423-7171. That's 303-423-7171. Now, look, there's no application fee. There's no out-of-pocket closing costs. Interest may be tax-deductible, but the interest on those credit cards certainly is not. I pointed it out to you before. The last figure I read, the average family owes between $7,000 and $12,000 in credit card debts. Try as you can to pay off those debts. The interest rates are so damn high at 14 to 22% that it's impossible to get it done. Well, the Mortgage Store loan consultants can show you how to pay off high interest credit cards, auto loans, and combine them into one low monthly payment. That's what they're all about. The Mortgage Store. 303-423-7171. That's 303-423-7171. The Mortgage Store will be there for you every step of the way, from the very beginning to the very end. They're there for you on Monday, they're there for you on Tuesday, they're there for you on Wednesday, and they're there with you until the closing. So call the Mortgage Store now at 303-423-7171. Clear out that debt, stop paying those high interest rates, and get that economic pain off your back. The number again, 303-423-7171.
In 1997, Genia Lamonides was diagnosed with a tumor on a nerve in her head.
I needed surgery right away. They got the tumor, but I lost my hearing and my face became paralyzed.
Then in 2004, Genia's doctors found another tumor on that same nerve.
I did not want to go through surgery again.
That's when she learned that Rocky Mountain CyberKnife is revolutionizing the treatment of tumors. CyberKnife destroys tumors with a precise beam of radiation, yet it spares surrounding tissue by tracking and adjusting to the tumor's true position with 1 millimeter accuracy. Treatments are short, effective, and easy on patients.
CyberKnife didn't make me sick. It wasn't painful, and I never missed any work. I just wish it had been an option for the first tumor.
At Rocky Mountain CyberKnife, we're revolutionizing treatment, restoring hope, and improving lives. If you or someone you love has a tumor, call us today at 303-448-4620.
What the right wing fears the most. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Oh, a little Hank. Boy, you're being generous today, John.
I try so hard, my dear, to show that you're my everything.
Oh, I love this, man. Hank Williams. And I think Hank Williams III is coming to... not the Bluebird, but what's the other one?
A memory from
the Ogden, maybe. Maybe it is the Bluebird. Maybe it's the Fillmore. I can't remember. Anyway, it's on Colfax there. I saw him on the headliner. All right, it's open phones here, 303-713-7600. I got to bring in some Graham Parsons for us to play because we don't have any. And that's what I'm really crazy about, Graham Parsons. And Mary and I will be, maybe the reason I got the Monday melees this morning is because I'm 2 weeks away from vacation, and Mary and I are going to Las Vegas on vacation in 2 weeks. We're going to have a whole host of people sitting in for me, including Ed Schultz, by the way. And one of the places that we always drive out to from Vegas is Joshua Tree. Because I always got to go out there. Because I love Joshua Tree State Park, and I love that whole thing about Graham Parsons. Okay. Anyway, back to the phones. Let's go to Kaylee in Lakewood, who's been hanging on. Kaylee, hi. You're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay.
Hi.
You so deserve a vacation.
Thank you very much. I
you
feel
really
like I do.
You really do. And I just, you know, it's like, oh, the blah Mondays.
Yeah. It is blah.
We, it's just like there's... we've had so much passion for so long.
We're just out of gas this morning.
You know, it's like, oh, But I this is a little sappy, but I just want to say thank you for what you do for
the
progressive movement. I don't think people really appreciate how important it is that, you know, the right wing has like 500 radio stations and Rush Limbaugh and all those people that just lie constantly, you know, and here you are in your little studio, getting up at 3:30 in the morning, you know, to give people like me an opportunity to express my opinion.
Well,
and,
thanks. You're
and
most kind.
Drive the media. And it is, I don't think that people realize how important it is, you know, the audio culture and all that. But I was calling kind of about, you know, this frustration with the Democrats a little bit and you know, how they don't, you know, coming up in the Congress, they're going to that John Boehner, the Republican, new Republican leader.
Oh, John Boehner, you mean?
Yeah, him. They're going to have an open discussion on Iraq coming up here and talk about the alternatives, kind of to get, I think, more the Dems on record as to what their position is.
Yeah, I think that's exactly what they're going to do. And plus, the fact is they're going to face it head on because they can't dodge it anymore.
Right. Well, I hope so. And I think it's good, even though it might be, like, a little tricky for the Dems to negotiate because they don't really seem to know altogether how they stand. I hope that they figure it out because I'm a little frustrated with them, like Ed Schultz said with that. What were they thinking about that letting Busby not win?
I don't think it's a matter that they let her not win. I think it's just a matter that they didn't put the resources.
Right. Or they didn't realize what they were up against.
In the match, what the Republicans put in.
They didn't make it a priority.
And that really the story there is that the Republicans had to spend $5 million to get that done.
Yeah, and they were organized.
In a largely Republican district. What is, you know, so I don't know how. As that one guy, Tim, who called in, and he's absolutely right in what he said. How do they celebrate that as being a victory? I don't understand that.
Well, I don't either, but, you know, I don't know if it's my imagination or not, but I listen to C-SPAN, and, you know, I hear the call-ins and all that, and it just seems to me like Republicans are just equally as frustrated, practically, some of them, as the Democrats are.
Well, they're frustrated with their own party. There's
they
no
are,
question.
And, you know, they're saying, I have actually heard out of Republican mouths saying, we don't want the Republicans to control everything. They need some checks and balances. And they're going to have this discussion about the war in Iraq, you know, and I'll say again, I hope the Democrats can get it, but really, why, you know, from the totally liberal progressive standpoint, in my opinion, this war in Iraq is not a war. It is an occupation. The whole reason that we went there is so that specifically we could have military bases there.
I think this vote. I think this vote in the House of Representatives to strike out that thing about the permanent bases. I think is very telling. It sends the wrong message, and it sends the wrong message to the Iraqis, and it sends the wrong message to the world, and it also sends the wrong message to the people in this country. So what are we planning on doing? Are we planning on staying there for the next 50 years?
Yes.
How long is it going to be before we get out?
It's a geopolitical positioning maneuver, and they have, you know, we're using Saddam's old palaces, building them with taxpayer dollars, U.S. here, on the U.S. credit card, and these the higher ups in the military and the higher ups in Iraq are sitting in air conditioned offices with swimming pools and tennis courts, while the regular people are going without electricity, suffering in the heat. You know, it's just like really not a pretty picture, and that's why they're so unhappy. This thing in Iraq is not really a war, in my opinion. It's an occupation. And, you know, the Republicans are, you know, you can already hear them with their message that has worked so well. Well, when the Democrats, whenever they are coming.
Yeah, I agree.
You can just grab your wallet. They're going to raise taxes and therefore bigger government. But This is what I want Democrats to say. They need to learn how to answer the question.
Well, they need to get square. They need to square with the American people about the damage being done. They're cutting taxes,
but locally we are paying more for everything.
Yeah, because you're paying more because the federal government doesn't have as much to hand out because of the Bush tax cuts.
And the government.
So the Republicans are really raising taxes, but they're doing it off the backs of the middle and the lower middle class.
And look at how big the government's gotten. And I just want Democrats to get a hold of that.
I think
message.
We all do. I think we all want them to. Kaylee, thank you. I appreciate the call. Thanks for the very kind words.
All right, take care, bye.
All right. Let's go to Emmanuel in Denver. Emmanuel, you're on AM 760. Good morning. Hey, you there?
Jay, I am. Jay, I was listening to and have been listening to these people that are questioning whether or not to sit out this next race. And I'm just really upset that they would even think that. If they were to take a close look at how the Democrats in the House and the Senate made us Democrats proud, and how there were some bills that were vetoed by the governor that really were for the working people, like the transparency in health care benefits, looking at how much money is being required to pay to help the large corporations through Medicaid because they're not providing health insurance. That passed twice through the House and the Senate. The governor vetoed it both times. Now, what's wrong with looking at how taxpayer money is being spent?
There's nothing wrong with it.
Of course not. And that's what makes me proud about the Democrats. Let's look at what happened with lobbyists. There is now, as a result of Morgan Carroll's hard work, a bill that requires lobbyists to indicate publicly who they're lobbying for, what side of an issue. That makes me proud. And
there's nothing wrong. I don't think anybody's not proud that they're Democratic or that they're progressive. I think the debate was whether you put constituency politics ahead of the party or the party ahead of constituency politics.
But Jay, they've got to realize if we had Ritter in that seat and worked hard enough to continue to hold both the House and the Senate, there will truly be some good bills for the consumers and for the working class people in this state.
I agree.
And, you know, they cannot sit out. They're going to have to go out. They're going to have to work harder than they've ever worked because it's important for this state, not only for Democrats, but for all people who live in this state, so that we have good, honest government. And by sitting out because of one issue will only hurt this state. Let's keep going in the right direction. Let's work hard for Bill Ritter. Let's work hard for those people who have shown us proud in the state and the Senate by working our tails off, getting Democrats in, including the governor's position.
I agree 100%. I'm with you 100%, Manuel. Thank you, man. I appreciate
Thank
the call.
Thank you.
You bet.
Bye.
And I agree with him. And we got to get Bill Ritter in office. And that's why I've contributed to his campaign, and you should too. So 9:45, 50 minutes away from 10.
You know the drill. Just a pill to get through the flight, or maybe a glass of wine, maybe an antidepressant to help control your anxiety and depression, maybe a nerve pill here and there just to help you cope, maybe a drink at night just to take the edge off, and that second drink, well, who's counting? But nobody knows how much you worry, how stressed out you are, how inadequate you feel. Nobody understands the fear you have, the lack of satisfaction in your life, the loneliness. Well, I understand. I've been there. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center. I suffered for over 20 years with anxiety, depression, panic, and stress. Maybe you don't have to depend on medication and alcohol. There's a better, long-lasting, healthy way to help yourself.
Please call right now, and we'll send you a powerful free tape that could change your life. Call 800-446-3886. That's 1-800-446-3886. 1-800-446-3886.
Get a $50 gas card with the purchase of any four...
As a business owner, you know you have a good product or service, and you know if more people knew about it, your business would grow. CustomersAreListening.com makes radio advertising available to anyone who wants to tell more people about their business. We believe you shouldn't have to spend hundreds of thousands of dollars to advertise on the radio. That's why we've made advertising on the radio affordable and easy by giving you the chance to shop for radio in a no-pressure environment where you can decide how much you want to spend and where you want to spend it. We keep your costs low by offering a smaller number of commercials and letting you pick the customers that you want to reach. All you do is visit CustomersAreListening.com and pick from 8 radio stations that you think your customers are listening to. If you're ready to take your business to the next level, visit CustomersAreListening.com. That's CustomersAreListening.com.
So you're sitting at your desk, working for the man, making things happen. You're a star. Sure you are, and you deserve a new ride. Now, the boss won't be paying for those new wheels, but he won't mind you taking a few minutes to find them at CheaperFords.com. Over 800 vehicles, all makes and models, right here in Metro Denver. Domestics and imports, and always plenty of pickups and SUVs. All internet priced. Nobody's looking, so log on now to CheaperFords.com.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
4620.
The Denver Center Theater Company proudly presents Crowns, a gospel-infused musical celebration. A hit across the country, critics call Crowns a soul-stirring, hip-swaying spectacle. For tickets, call 303-893-4100 or order online at denvercenter.org.
If you're one of the millions of Americans that suffers from acne or knows a friend or loved one suffering, please turn up your radio and take down this life-changing information. Great for all ages and all types of skin. Epiclear is doing something that other acne treatment formulas don't do. We are so confident that Epiclear will clear up your skin, that we're willing to let you try it for free. That's right. You heard free, and we mean free.
Call 1-800-311-0399 while Epiclear supplies last. Shipping and handling not included. Call 1-800-311-0399.
This summer, each time you fuel up your car, Bonfils Blood Center asks you to remember another kind of fuel. Fuel for life. Donate blood twice this summer, and you may win a trip or two to Cancun from Apple Vacations. Call 303-363-2300 or visit a Bonfils Blood Center.
A shorter fuse than Tom Tancredo. A bigger butt than Carl Rove. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Oh, you think I got that shorter fuse? I don't know if my fuse is really that short. 9:49, 11 minutes away from 10 o'clock. High today, 89. Thunderstorms in the forecast. Looks like a hurricane warning has been issued for the Gulf Coast of Florida. And I got friends in Tampa and the St. Petersburg, Clearwater area. Man, I hope they're going to be okay. It's open phones, 303-713-7600. I've got two open lines. And let's go to John in Wheat Ridge. John, you're on AM 760. Thank you for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, Jay. Just two real quick points. One was on gay marriage. I'm for civil unions as well as gay marriage. And I just sort of figured out why the conservatives are really bent on keeping this issue alive. And I think it has to do with the fact that if you acknowledge that there would be a creator that would create someone from birth to do something that is considered wrong, then that creator would be thought, you'd have to think that creator was cruel. And I think their whole sort of theological house of cards falls if, you know, homosexuality, which it will be revealed, is, you know, a genetic predisposition. It's kind of the same thing with evolution. If there's evolution, there's no need for, there was no fall of Adam and Eve, and there would be no need for a redemption through Christ. And I think that's their whole thing, is that they're really trying to pivot everything on that belief system.
So they feel biblically and religiously threatened.
Yeah, completely. Because if you acknowledge that your God would create someone who has absolutely no interest in the opposite sex genetically from birth, then how could you acknowledge that act is evil? You couldn't. You know,
well,
So I think that that's kind of where they're coming from. I totally disagree with it, but, you know, I think that that's the implication. It's like once you acknowledge evolution or allow for homosexuality to be this genetic thing, then, you know, the whole theological house of cards falls.
You know, is it that or is it in their gut do they feel that it's just so morally wrong that they have to use the laws of the... Well, I'm not talking about the politicians now. I'm talking about the rank and file of
sure.
the of the wingnuts on the religious right. Do they feel
sure.
that they have to use the laws to enforce what they believe to be absolutely morally, you know, wrong and you know, and incorrect? Because, you know, they do these things like they try to equate it with the civil rights movement. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Where in the hell are they coming from?
Well, again, it's like, but it has to do with reinforcing their belief structure. I mean, their belief structure is so tenuous, based along science, archaeology, celestial mechanics, you name it, that they have to shore it up with, like, you know, law. And, I mean, the idea of, you know, going backwards and oppressing people, and trying to put it on the Constitution, I mean, that's just, what century are we in? I mean, what century are we in?
I don't know. You know, I don't know. You know, I have tried and 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 tried to understand where they're coming from, and I just can't understand. I don't know.
Well, I think it's, you also have to acknowledge that I think after 9/11, everybody went back to their sort of whatever their dominant operating system in their mind was, and I think a lot of people went to fear. And, you know, if you start thinking of things in terms of an apocalypse and all these other things, then you want to sort of be extra moral because, oh, my gosh, 9/11 happened. You know, that means the devil's coming, the Antichrist is coming. So, goodness, we have to turn back to being as conservative and fundamentalist as we were in the first century of civilization. So,
I don't know about that either. All I know is that they have an overwhelming compulsion to make the rest of us see the world as they do. And I guess in a democratic society, you know, a republic with a democratic structure, I guess it's their right to go to the ballot box and try to get that done. But it's also our right to speak out against it. And if they're foolish enough not to be able to see that what the GOP leadership was doing last week was pandering, then you know, then God help their own foolishness. That's all I can say. John, thank you, man.
Take care.
All right, appreciate the call. Let's go to Roy in Denver. Roy, you're on AM 760. Good morning. Hi.
Here's my question for you. What reason would the state have for regulating marriage other than taxes?
Health purposes.
Okay. So we're dealing with it from a legislative standpoint. It seems like the right wing's trying to argue it from a moral standpoint.
Right. They're trying to infuse a moral standpoint into something where a moral standpoint really doesn't belong.
Exactly. I mean, you and me both know people who wouldn't mix milk and meat, but we're not about to make a law about it. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Exactly. Unless their unhealthy behavior affects the lives of others.
Excellent. Thank you, Jay.
All right. You got it. Let's go to Shirley in Franktown. Shirley, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi.
Hi.
Did you watch 60 Minutes last night?
No, beyond my bedtime.
They had that Dr. Hager on there. You remember him in The Nation magazine? They talked about the head of women's health.
Oh, yes. That's exactly right.
What
I sure do.
Hypocrite. He wouldn't okay Plan B for women.
Right. That's exactly right.
And I just wish they could have talked about what his wife said about him in her divorce papers, because it didn't tell anything about that, his other side.
Yeah, and I can't remember what that was that she said about him.
He raped her during her sleep.
Yeah, that's it. You're right. Exactly.
And having sex, you know, you know, about that.
Exactly.
Where she didn't want it. And, I mean, and he comes on as this religious gynecologist fanatic on 60 Minutes. He's so religious, right, because he doesn't want to. Plan B is nothing but interferes with the implantation of the egg. That's all it does. And he wouldn't okay it for women, and he wouldn't okay it for girls under 16 to buy it over the counter. And I guess the ACLU, God bless them, sued the
right.
pharmacies like Walmart or whatever that wouldn't give it to women. And now Walmart is finally selling it over the counter. But this goes to show you how powerful these religious people are in our government and have no business being in our religions should have nothing to do with government, period.
Absolutely. I mean, the Bush administration is loaded with people like that.
And
it's loaded with people who are industry-friendly and, like on the National Labor Relations Board, which should be looking out for workers' rights. When it comes to energy, they've got ex-energy people on there. I mean, they've got religious, nuts running, the FDA. I mean, yeah, I agree. I mean, it's just terrible the way that the government is packed with all of these ideologues.
Yeah, and it's just, I think the churches like Bush so well because he's giving him, the money through those programs.
Faith-based initiatives.
Right. That's why they like him. They don't not necessarily maybe agree with him even, but they're getting all this money, and money talks, and it's just scary what's going on. And I just saw that. It made me so upset. And, like I said, I never even used to like the CLU because I didn't know that much about them. But realize...
No, you should join.
I'm a card-carrying member.
Yeah, I'm a card-carrying... I have been a card-carrying member for years. The ACLU is a wonderful organization.
Yeah, and it's just some of the things in the past, they represented. I was so much on the other side, but I'm completely a liberal now. So, anyway, I just wanted to put that out if anybody ever... saw that last night and be aware of this guy, and it's just unbelievable.
It is unbelievable, and I'll tell you, if you read the David Sirota book about hostile takeover of America, he's got all kinds of examples of this stuff in his book, and it will really, really blow your mind. Shirley, get the book and read it. You'll really like
it. Yeah, I'm going to. Thank you.
Okay, see you later.
Bye.
All right, that's it for Melee's Monday. We finally found our way out of this and found our way till 10 o'clock. And I'm telling you, man, it was a struggle every inch of the way. Thank you for those of you that helped push the bus along. And we'll be back tomorrow morning starting at 6 a.m. here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Have a wonderful day and enjoy the sunshine.
It's Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Do you have a home improvement project? House need painting? Need a new roof? Building a deck? Call Best in Class. Best in Class is a co-op network of some of Colorado's premier contractors whose work is guaranteed. Call 303-660-9669 and take the guesswork out of your next home improvement project. Register to win a home makeover in the Best in Class Ultimate Home Makeover Contest. Log on at callbestinclass.com. Weekly winners and one grand prize winner. Sign up now at callbestinclass.com.
You can shmush a tomato into your nose. You can shmush sand between your toes. You can shmush your tube of toothpaste. Or shmush some wine around your buds of taste. You can shmush a ripe banana or the bayou mud in Louisiana. You can shmush an orange into juice. And you can tell I'm no Dr. Seuss. But the very worst thing to shmush by far is when you go and shmush your car. And I know most people will agree.
You shmush your car? It's Professional Auto Body.
Call Professional Auto Body and get your free shmushed car benefits, including free no-obligation mobile estimating at your home or work, free new car rentals during repairs, free financing on deductibles, cash back.